welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chimp Out Radio number 14. Thank you for being
14 already.
Already? Where does the time go? And I am your host, Not Nice. With me is our co-host, the Birdman. Welcome once again to the show.
Hey, Not Nice. Hope everything's hit. Hope everybody's having a safe, nigger-free Memorial Day weekend here.
Yeah, let's hope so. I wasn't quite expecting that we'd be doing a show for Memorial Day weekend. And that was my fault. I had some plans for the weekend, and, well, they didn't quite work out. So here I am. But hey, that's not a loss. I am actually glad to be doing this, and glad to be with you folks tonight here on Chimp Out Radio. I know our last live show, which we did at the beginning of May to celebrate Chimp Out's first anniversary, it went okay, I guess, on the air. There were some technical difficulties, but the real problem was there was no recorded archive of the show. So a lot of you who were not able to listen live didn't get to listen to it at all. So for those of you who didn't get to listen to the show that time, who are joining us now, welcome. Sorry for Block Talk Radio having fucked up. Rest assured it wasn't our fault. But, well, here we are. And we got a good couple hours here at the most that we'll spend with you folks. And we got, as usual, a multitude of TNB and nigger shines to talk about. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls. If you want to call into the show, just dial 646-200-4171. And, well, Berman, how are you spending your Memorial Day weekend so far?
Drinking vodka. Anyway, but I've noticed as it's getting warmer outside and we're all going outside and cooking hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, niggers are going out, huffing jinkum, smoking crack, and committing crime. It seems that on the forum itself, the general monkey shines tend to get more entertaining as it gets warmer outside, of course.
it does. I mean, and actually, Niggers Grill, too. I don't know if they do specifically for Memorial Day, but one story does come to mind that I read a few months ago where some niggers killed their nigglet, imagine that, and to get rid of the evidence, they cooked the nigglet on a grill outside and tried to dispose of the remains that way.
I guess it's what you call a ghetto cremation, or, you know, they didn't want to spend the $250 or whatever to, you know, for the crematorium to do it.
Wait, a brother's got to save money somehow.
Yeah, I mean, $250, $300, that could go for a set of rims or some crack or a case of 40s, you know. I mean, if a nigglet dies, you know, I mean, why spend money on it?
Yeah.
Because they can just shit out another one in 9 months.
Indeed. You know, you don't want to spend, you know, a bunch of money on a cremation. Just spend a couple of dollars on some charcoal, you know, find some old newspaper and some matches, and there you go.
When they're roasting up the nigglet up on the grill, they'll throw up some ribs up on there, cook some red beans, invite the relatives over, and have a good old party while they're eliminating the evidence, you know?
Yeah, I'm cooking my nigglet's corpse. I'm going to make some ribs, too.
You know, maybe they'll eat the nigglet. I mean, they are savage beasts, you know, and you know, maybe they'll pluck off a thigh. Lordy, lordy, this tastes like fried chicken, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, nigger cuisine is just such a fascinating subject. But we can't dwell on it for too long because we do have quite a bit to talk about here. And, well, Birdman, we have quite a few nigger stories to talk about tonight. What is first on our plate here?
You know, it must be getting warmer out in Senegal, but it's always hot in Senegal. But it must be getting even hotter out there because the Kleenex ringers and the enablers are all coming out and, you know, reporting all these stories about the sorrows of Africa and all the horrible things that go on there, you know, whining about it. Okay, this story is Senegalese niggers built houses with garbage, and I'm proud to say a new member, Noise and Smell, Booths, who just joined this month, posted this story. Guadeloupe, Senegal. Abba Dion, 7 years old, met his end 6 weeks ago in the trash-filled corner of an abandoned dwelling here. As a good place to play as any, as it seemed, when the other options were garbage and more garbage. Except this case, the thick carpet of crushed plastic bottles and bags, clothing shreds, old flip-flops, and muck were deceptively floating on several feet of water, and we know niggers can't swim. Unknowing, Abba, the little 7-year-old nigglet, fell in and drowned. Give me a Kleenex about this. I'm about to cry. Garbage may have seemed safe to the boy because it is everywhere in his forlorn dung keller slum abutting the car, which is the capital, delivered on order by a few pennies a load by rickety horse-drawn carts, speeding through the dirt streets of Medina Gurnas. I'm not good with French here, so bear with me. Neighborhood of Guadeloupe.
Yeah, good job, Monsieur.
So basically, here's what happened. The car, the capital city of Senegal, who were quite proud of themselves about a year or two ago when they finally got the internet. They're paying these suburban, so to speak, African Senegalese people to take in their garbage. Instead of setting aside a landfill like every other major city does in the free world here, Dakar, Senegal, they pay the poor villagers to take their garbage for a few pennies.
Yeah, that's going to work out well.
Okay, the niggers are quite resourceful with this garbage. They use it to shore up their flood-prone homes and streets in this low-lying area near the Atlantic coast. They have no choice. Boo fucking who.
Yeah, so right? Let's make sure I understand this story right. Senegal, which is in West Africa, used to be a former French colony. The niggers in Senegal, they have apparently one main natural resource. That's garbage. So they build everything out of garbage, and nigglets basically use heaps of garbage as playgrounds. And some nigger was playing on some garbage, however, the garbage was floating on some stagnant, filthy water, so it drowned.
Yeah, and I guess this reporter who reported this story is really crying his or her eyes out over this. Oh, these poor African people! Hello, every major city in the U.S., you know, even though they're all nigger fucksated now, even they have landfills. Every developed country in the world is smart enough to know, hey, let's put up aside a few acres of land here and there so we can put our garbage there.
Yeah. But
apparently this is lost on the niggers in Dakar, Senegal. Some more on this story. Medina Gounas was first settled in the early 1960s after they got their independence, of course, by rural people flocking to the city's outskirts. People, niggers, who are not educated. Here's the excuse here by the liberals, you know. They were not educated in the culture of trash disposal. Big fucking excuse, right? Yeah, thank you, Kramer. Said Fatou Sarr, a socio-anthropologist at the Cheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar. They have a university in Dakar. It's called Cheikh Anta Diop. It sounds like a bunch of noises. Who has written about this area. Apparently in these outskirts of Dakar, disease flourishes here. Aid groups say, you know, people who are helping these idiots, niggers. Cholera, malaria, yellow fever, tuberculosis. Hello, don't live on a fucking garbage dump.
Yeah, here's the tip. If you don't want to get sick, don't live on garbage. I mean, I know I'm being presumptuous, suggesting this, but if I may make a suggestion, don't live on garbage if you don't want to get sick.
I even left a response to this thread because it was so beautiful when it popped up. While humans are building supercomputers, flying around in space, and building cars out of carbon fiber, niggers in Africa are still using shit, garbage, and mud to build their houses. And
Well, they use what they're familiar with,
yeah.
garbage, feces and dirt.
Well, the whole thing is if they build their house out of shit, they can scrape up the walls, put it in a jar, and ferment it for a while and get high off of it. So,
Oh yeah,
there you go.
I mean, for a nigger, house made out of excrement is perfect. I mean, it's a place to live, it's a source of drugs. What more can you ask for if you're a nigger living in West Africa? And if you live in West Africa, there's not much more you can hope for. But yeah, yeah.
Here's what bothers me most of the time about these crybabies that whine about Africa. It's like, don't you see how stupid these morons are? You go over there, and the first thing you do is cry, and you wring your hands, and you dump money on the problem. You keep giving your money to the dictators who take the money, and they build great palaces while the common nigger folk, they starve to death, live amongst garbage, and spread AIDS amongst each other. Most of these idiots that enable the African coons are college educated, yet they're so damn stupid.
Well, yeah, it's really striking how even the elites in these Afrikoon countries, I mean, they may have degrees from Harvard and Yale and Oxford, and yet when they go back to their countries to rule, they still seem to be controlled by their nigger instincts. I mean, there's always, no matter how much so-called legitimate education they have, they're always led by these sort of childish instincts, and everything is sort of this, everything with niggers, especially in Africa, is about power, it's all about who's the head nigger in charge, who has the most power, and whoever is in power, gets to beat everyone else down. It's not about governing, or about building a functional society. Niggers, if they get any kind of education or preparation or get ahead, their only thought is to use that preparation to keep down their fellow niggers and exploit them and get as rich as possible.
Well, it all boils down to when you let niggers run the show, whether it be a company, a country, anything, if you let niggers run things, it's going to be fucked up. And we can see this already after 100 and some odd days with Obongo driving America broke,
Well, he
very
just said,
quickly.
Obongo just said, we're out of money.
Yeah.
He actually literally said that. Well, we're out of money.
Millions of presents.
And so he admitted we're broke. So
Yeah.
thanks a lot.
He spent, like, I'm not a big fan of George W. Bush myself, but I think he's pretty much, he spent way too much money, and he was an idiot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Protecting the nation, yeah, I'll give him some credit for that, but, he was pretty much an idiot otherwise. But, Barack Obama in his first 100 days spent more money than George W. Bush did in his whole 8 years, more than Clinton did in his 8 years, and any president before him.
Yeah.
Or 100 days. Did I say 100 years?
Well, it feels like it's been 100 years, but
Yeah.
yeah, I do believe it's about 100, but
Sorry about that.
it might as well have been a century. No, I don't blame you. I feel the same way. But anywho, it is 11:15 Eastern time. We got a couple of callers on the line. Sorry, so sit tight, folks. We'll get to you here in a moment. We're gonna go ahead and move on to our next news story here in a moment. Before I do, though, I'd like to, so I usually do announce what I am drinking. And I am having some red wine. It's called Gnarled Vine. It's Californian Cabernet Sauvignon red wine. It's from 2005 vintage.
Nice.
So this wine is 4 years old. 4 years, and that's actually, interestingly enough, that's also the age at which most niggers lose their virginity.
They usually have at least one shitlet on the way by age 9, so
Yeah. So for the record, I'm actually drinking something older than most niggers' virginity.
Well, you gotta admit, in some areas, niggers are very well overachievers, like in raping, robbing, giving birth.
Oh
They're
yeah.
very going to prison. You know, they're overachievers in some areas. It's just not, they're not overachievers in the areas that would make them human.
Oh yeah, they work hard at that kind of stuff, you know, at being dysfunctional and being a drain on society. Yeah, I mean, hey, credit where it's due, you know. So anyway, what's the next what's the next story, Birdman?
I've been I heard about this story about a week ago. Latino gangs in Southern California tries to eliminate nigger menace, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of the whole illegal immigration thing myself, but you know, if they're coming into like cities like Compton and eliminating the niggers, I'm a big fan of that. I'll hold up the Mexican flag right there for them. They're getting rid of the niggers. Hey, no problems here. I mean, I'll let them shake this Irish boy's hand. But
And I agree. I mean, I'm Hispanic myself, so I, you know, full disclosure. But I'm certainly no fan of illegal immigration, wherever it may come from. Not thrilled about Mexican gangbangers running around, but like I say, Burman, if they're killing niggers.
there's a little glimmer of hope in this story, you know, a little rainbow at the end of the rainstorm. Hawaiian Gardens, dozens of suspected gang members were arrested Thursday during early morning raids at that federal prosecutors are calling the largest gang takedown in United States history. So our stupid government is taking down the gangs that are taking down the niggers, which is really sad.
Yeah,
You know,
they're not taking down nigger gangs. They're bringing down gangs that are killing niggers. Thanks a lot.
meanwhile, they left Compton alone, didn't bother with those niggers for what, 35 years. And now they're concerned with what's going on in Compton, you know, now that it's becoming a decent community to live in, now that the niggers are gone. 150 members and associates of predominantly Latino street gang are being indicted in the shootings of black victims and other crimes, according to U.S. Attorney spokesperson Tom Morzek. Massive sweep is targeted at members of the Vireo Hawaiian Garden street gang. Federal racketeering indictments detail murder, kidnapping, firearms, narcotics. According to the indictment, gang members take pride in their racism and often refer to their gang as a hate gang. So now, you know, even though the Bloods and the Crips were shooting other niggers and killing other humans for 35 years, now that the Latinos are moving in and killing the niggers, oh, it's a hate crime. Oh, big
Oh yeah.
deal, you know?
Yeah, nigger gangs terrorizing everyone and making, you know, Southern California into a hell on earth. That's not a hate crime. But you know, when some Mexican gangs start killing a few dozen niggers, then that's a national emergency.
Well, I think we mentioned this on another show. Property values in Compton are actually going up for the first time in 35 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, businesses are coming back to Compton. You know, national retail chains, supermarkets, shopping malls, they're all coming back to Compton because there's humans living there now. There's, you know, Mexican families there, and they're pushing the niggers out. And guess what? Now it's actually becoming a town worth doing business in. Huh. I wonder why that is.
Okay, a little bit more on this. The indictment alleges a string of attack on black residents, including an instance where two of the gang members allegedly chased a black man, yelled a racial epithet at him, and beat him with a garden rake.
See, those Mexicans love doing yard work, you know, even if it's
Yeah, they have a
even
lot of tools running. Yeah, they have a lot of tools around, I guess, if they're
instead of instead of raking leaves, they'll rake niggers. So that works for me.
Okay, the same nigger that was beaten with a garden rake, repeatedly stabbed by the same two gang members, according to the indictment, charges them with attempted murder. So they were actually kind to the nigger and didn't kill him. You know, the investigation was triggered 4 years ago with the murder of LA County Sheriff's Deputy Luis Ortiz, 35, who was killed as he searched for Jose Feliz Orozco, a member of Hawaiian. Gang primarily operates in Hawaiian Gardens, which is about 25 miles southeast of Los Angeles. You know, I figure it this way. You know, the Just look at earlier in the 20th century, and when the Italian gangs were really causing a lot of mayhem. I figure the Mexican gangs, you know, with generational, as they become second and third generation Americans eventually, they're going to calm down a bit and they're going to go get jobs like everybody else. But the niggers, on the other hand, they're like generation after generation after
Well, yeah,
generation.
and niggas have been here, what, here for a couple dozen generations, and they're still
Yeah,
causing nothing
pretty
but
much.
problems.
And
So.
you know, I've been hearing this story on radio news all week, and that the reporters from whatever radio outlet is reporting these crimes are they're like really wringing their hands over it. Oh, how dare they kill these nigger or these disadvantaged black people. And they mentioned Compton quite a few times. These disadvantaged blacks in Compton, these vicious Mexican gangs are moving in and killing these niggas. You know what? It's one gang eliminating another gang, and you know the gang that's on is that's eliminating the blacks. You know, chances are they're gonna calm down eventually.
Oh yeah, and hey, a lot of the great majority of the Mexicans I know here in North Texas, some of them are close friends of mine, and they're mostly second, third generation Mexicans. They're middle class. They have good jobs. They're law abiding. They know English. Great people, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been around them for a couple of years since I've been live since I moved back here, and I got nothing but good things to say about them. So I am confident that a lot of these Mexicans who are maybe a little frisky down in Southern California will eventually adapt and will assimilate. So I'm not too concerned about this, you know, getting out of control or anything, you know. And they're basically doing now what white folks used to do up until the 1960s or so, which
Yeah,
was to
pretty
make the niggers'
much.
lives a living hell.
There were Irish gangs. There were there were many, many Italian, you know, mafioso. Even the Italians in the last, say, 50 years. I mean, they're minimal now.
Yeah.
You know, and now we have the Mexicans coming up from the south, and you know, they're actually providing a service in Southern California because people would rather live in Compton with Mexican gangs than black gangs. So, I see that
Yeah.
as an improvement.
Yeah, and hey, the economic indicators for Compton, the numbers don't lie, you know. It is getting better. Investment is finally coming back into that part of California. Why? Because the niggers are disappearing. So, you know,
Yeah.
you can't argue with results.
20 years ago, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg were bragging about how they own Compton and bragging about all the bullshit that in their stupid rap videos with Sheboons dancing around. Nowadays, Compton, the niggers are going north, unfortunately, or dying, and the property values are going up amazingly.
Yeah, they
Who would
sure
have
are.
known?
So a little message to if there are any Mexicans from Southern California listening to this, let me send you a little message here. If you happen to be listening to Chimp Out Radio, y no paren de tomar el sur de California. Continúen
I have no idea what you just said, and
buen
moving on.
trabajo. Well, hey, we don't promote violence here on Chimp Out Radio, so I won't translate what I just said. But
Okay.
we got. But I was just offering some words of encouragement to our Mexican brothers down there. Now we got more news. However, we do have a couple of callers that have been waiting on the line for a little bit. So I'm gonna bring the first one of them on, and then we'll continue with the news.
Alrighty.
I think that's fair. So
Yeah, that'll work.
our first caller, number ending in 0049. You're going to be on the air here in just a few seconds, so be ready. And then we have another caller with a very long number, maybe from outside the United States, I don't know. You'll probably be next. So let's go ahead and bring our first caller for tonight on the air. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who is this?
This will be Lady Coon Thrasher.
Oh, well.
Hello.
Hey, Lady Coon Thrasher, or should I say Celtic Dragon?
Yeah, Celtic Dragon as well.
There we go. So welcome once again to Chimp Out Radio. We have a fixture on these live shows, and We're very glad to have you on again. Anything you have to add to our discussion here tonight so far?
Oh, right now I'm fucking with a buck in Yahoo from Alpha Romance.
All right. Hey, you mentioned that to me a little while ago. Sent a PM to Not Nice about it. Would you go into more detail about this, please?
Right now he's like trying to find out all about me, and I'm like saying I'm just mysterious, and I just want to be all, you know, like calm and quiet. And I had a stalker before, and I don't want to say too much about myself. And my name on Yahoo is Maria Desario.
So wait, are you actually baiting a buck on Yahoo to try and call here, or what are you doing?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
We would very much like to hear from him.
I said, I just want to type in, call me.
We would love to have an African American gentleman on this show, so we can discuss African American issues. So.
Old buck, I'm probably about 50 years old, but. Oh my God, y'all need to fucking have some serious fun with his ass, because I'm like, so I'm screwing with him major.
what are you telling him?
What's that?
What are you telling him? Are you making like
telling him that I'm like open and free, and that I'm open to everything, but you know, illegal things and.
So actually, you're appealing to his sense. You're appealing to his sense of my dick.
Yes.
Okay, we got gotcha.
I told him that I want a black male. So I want a black male that's got a shit together, but you know he don't have it.
Well, actually, a lot of niggers do have their shit together. They put it in a bottle, and they turn it into jank.
Jank them.
Oh boy.
I just told him to call me.
I hear Mr. Coon Thrasher in the background there. Does he care to say anything for us?
Yeah, dude, I'm back here, man.
Come on, Tony, you asshole!
Come on.
I'm here.
I've been trying to troll those fucking bucks for y'all. You can make fun of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping he calls in.
Oh, I do too. That's going to be fucking hilarious, man.
It'll be great. Hey, I'll play it right down the middle. I'll be fair, you know.
I've been stringing these niggers along for almost a month now.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
We may have a marital dispute here on Check right. Out Radio.
No, we're just playing around right now, but here she is anyways.
Yeah, don't make me call the cops.
It says he went and said the number you gave me is not good. Don't play games. I said, try again. I want to talk to you. So what's Blockhouse Radio? That's what I get when it says I call.
Hey, just tell him to call 646-200-4171.
The whole problem might be that he'll be put on hold anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, he'll be on hold for a little bit. But that's fine.
That's why he's probably saying it's bullshit, because he's hearing that the show in his receiver.
I said call, please.
Yeah, well, if he's like most niggers, he's probably calling from a payphone, using a calling card. So
one of them disposable cell phones that they use to commit crimes with.
Yeah. If you're calling on one of those prepaid Boost mobile phones, you can't be wasting your minutes.
Yeah.
So okay, I understand.
Why waste your minutes when you could spend all that money on crack or jankum or Colt 45 or boiled nigglets? Who knows what they spend their money on?
Well, listen up.
This nigger's actually trying to call.
Is he? Well, listen.
She's on IMs with him right now. He's actually trying to fucking call.
Okay, well, hey, if you don't mind, then let me let you guys go, and let's see if we can get him offline.
Probably later, guys.
All right.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Thank you, folks, as always.
Get him.
All right, we sure will. And thanks for calling in, as always. These two folks, I always love having them on. They're always good.
They've been on every one of our official live shows so far.
Let's go ahead and bring our next caller on the line with the long phone number. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, it's Mark Starum.
Hey, Mark Starum. I thought it was a foreign caller.
One of our honored administrators here at Chimp Out. How are you doing, man?
Hi guys, I'm great. I've got it especially this morning to call in. How are you guys doing? Okay.
Oh, doing great.
As long as the vodka doesn't run out, I'm doing just fine.
Wow. So, what time is it over there, Maleficarum?
It's 4:31 a.m.
4:31 a.m. in the United Kingdom. Well, we appreciate you getting up so early in the morning to call in, especially since this show was announced in such short notice. Anything you want to add on to our discussion here so far tonight?
I don't really know. I've only just tuned in, so I'm not really sure what's going on, to be honest.
Well, that's fine. Let me ask you a question, because I'm always interested in what the nigger situation is in other countries. Of course, I'm very familiar with the way it is here in the United States, and I've got an idea of what it's like in the United Kingdom. From what I've read, the nigger percentage of the population in the United Kingdom is about 3%. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's pretty much correct.
Okay. So that's, compared to here, that's not too bad. And yet, every time I see a commercial from the UK or I read a crime story from the UK, there's always niggers. They seem to be kind of overrepresented in the media, if you will.
Yes, they definitely are here. Even though they're 3% of the population, media-wise, they probably indicate about at least 30-40% of the actual presence on screen. It's a pretty unforgivable state of affairs, to be honest.
Indeed. Now, what do you think this is due to? Why the overrepresentation? Why is the UK, or at least the British establishment, so soft on niggers? What do you think this is?
It's political correctness gone mad at the moment, but a lot of things are changing at the moment because there's a lot of scandals in the UK over politics at the moment. Politicians mainly, really abusing their position and taking up a lot of money and abusing the positions they hold. And so there's a lot of people backlashing on that now. Against political correctness and politicians. So I'm hoping, come the 4th of June elections, that a lot of things are going to change, but we shall see.
Yeah, and Gordon Brown seems to be in a lot of trouble.
Yes, I hear the British Nationalist Party is doing quite well nowadays.
Yes, it is. It's doing very well. In fact, the BNP is actually got a higher poll rate at the moment than the Labour Party, who are in power at the moment. I use the term in power in loosely, however.
Yeah. Yeah, the BNP does seem to be poised to pick up some extra seats in Parliament the next go-around, and that's definitely good news, definitely encouraging. So hopefully this will reflect into more of a hard line against these apes over there in the UK.
Yeah, I'm hoping for big things for the BNP. I'm not a socialist or a nationalist by any stretch of the imagination, but we really do need a change in this country, even if it's only just something different to make people look in another direction and stop the immigration and stop all the fucking niggers from taking over London. Well, you had that Fitzballer killed in London yesterday. I'm sure you heard about in the forum.
Yeah.
And it's all been the same thing. Oh, he was a good boy and he was an aspiring Fitzballer and all that shit. The reality is,
nowadays I hear London looks a lot like Detroit does at the moment here in the States.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, London now is it's pretty much majority foreign people. Well, I say foreign people, I mean non-English. There's a lot of them white, but that's not the point. By 2010, it's been estimated that London will be majority black and Muslim. Not that I've got anything against Muslims, per se, but a lot of them are fucking niggers, so fuck them,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that's understandable. I mean, you take, for example, the United States, America, hey, America is an immigrant's country. It's always been based on sort of a hodgepodge of immigrants. Well, that's America, but the United Kingdom, England should be for the English. So, if I was living in England, I wouldn't want all this uncontrolled immigration going in, much less Negro immigrants. I certainly wouldn't be going out of my way to accommodate Muslims. And again, I respect Muslims and their culture, but we should all have our separate space where we can all be who we want to be.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, I think every culture has its bad part. You know, every culture of humans has a bad part in which is related to them. But as far as niggers go, they're universally bad.
Yeah.
Well, there is no good part to that culture, is there?
No.
No, there sure isn't. But Mofa Karam, thank you so much for taking the time to call in tonight, and especially considering it's a literally not even the crack of dawn before the crack of dawn over there. So thank you so much for calling in, and we certainly hope to have you on here again. We'll go ahead and go back to the news here before I take in our next caller. But thank you again so much for calling us, and thank you for all the work you do on Chimp Out Forum.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, mate. It's a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you, Melfi Karam, an estimated administrator on the Chimp Out Forum. I got to admit, it was a very pleasant surprise to have him on here tonight, Birdman.
Yes, indeed. I just talked to him. I've been talking to this guy for 2 years almost, and I finally talked to him by voice chat a week or so ago, and it was a pleasure to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. I got to admit, I'm genuinely tickled to have had him on. And we got a couple more callers on the line. Numbers ending in 8608 and 0049. Please sit tight. We will get to you in a moment. We're going to go back to the news here for a minute.
Well, it's 37 after the hour. How about we take a musical break? And
all right. We can do that. We'll do a musical break here. And when we come back, folks, if you want to go ahead and call in, 646-200-4171 is the number. And we will be back with Chimp Out Radio. Don't go away. And welcome to Chimp Out Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Now then, Birdman, let's go ahead real quick to our next nigger news story.
Yeah, this is really quite entertaining here. Sorry to cut you off there. It is in the Cell Block A nigger fact section, originally posted by JT Buckmaster, great poster on this forum. Let's see, niggers are animals, the truth. And this is in our facts section, so a little science is involved here. A lot of different animals in the animal kingdom, such as cats, dogs, horses, or any, not horses, but any animal that gives birth to a litter. It's known quite regularly that if an animal gives birth to a litter, the chances are actually pretty good that two separate fathers or three separate males actually inseminated the female, and there'll be like six kittens or six puppies, you know, and if more than one male comes in, it's very, very possible and quite common to have a litter of multiple fathers. Well, here on Chimp Out, we say all the time that niggers are not human and they give birth to litters, but here's a story that proves our little assertion here. Mom's shock at twins with different dads. Mother of twins has had a shock after doctors revealed that her 11-month-old twin boys do not have the same father.
Well, not quite twins after all.
They're not quite twins after all, but they were born at the same time. Mia Washington. Why are niggers named Washington when our first president was named Washington? I don't get it.
Well, a lot of these niggers give themselves names like Washington, Roosevelt, Jefferson.
Yeah.
They love presidential names.
Yeah. Mia Washington decided to get some expert advice when she and her partner noticed she's not married. Noticed that twins Justin and Jordan had different facial features. A paternity test then revealed what had happened. Two eggs had been fertilized by two different sperm, and there were 99.9% chance that twins had different dads, which pretty much means within the same, say, 6 to 12 hours, this she-boon fucked two different bucks.
And, wow, that's a shocker.
You know, I guess she's kind of like really loyal to her partner, as any she-boon could be. Mia later admitted she had an affair and gotten pregnant by two different men at the same time. She told Fox Channel 4, out of all people in America and all people in the world, it had to happen to me. I'd be very shocked, didn't she? Okay. Clear Diagnostics President Jenny DeVero. It's very crazy. Most people don't believe it can happen, but it can. I will say why it happened, because niggers are hominids. Niggers are animals. They fuck like animals. They live like animals. Hell, even you can't even compare niggers to animals. I compare niggers to a virus.
Yep. I would have to agree. I mean, niggers, you know, I guess, well, if I didn't know anything about niggers, I'd be mildly surprised to hear that some sow had twins from two different fathers, but since I've done my homework, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, this is actually kind of expected, because, you know, take the sow. She probably had, you know, the semen of five or six different bucks swishing around in her uterus during that same weekend. So I'm actually surprised she didn't have quintuplets from five different bucks and just had twins.
Okay. The current partner, I emphasize the word partner because she's not married.
Of course.
And I'm guessing this. Okay, say it's like a Friday night, and her and her partner, the one she's with now, they had sex, right? He goes out to the local bar where all the niggers hang out. They kick back, have a few 40s, and smoke some crack, and then he goes and has download sex with a couple of other bucks for a few days. So he's gone for a few days. So the sow is at home smoking crack and drinking 40s.
So a romantic evening for the sow.
You know, yeah, a romantic evening for any sow, because, you know, let's face it, nigger sows are very romantic creatures. Anyways, a random buck shows up at the door. It could be it could be the neighbor. It could be a homeless guy. Who knows? But he shows up. He says, "Yo, I got some crack and I got some malt liquor. You wants to get it on, baby?" And she says, "Hell yeah!" And she goes at time. While her buck's out having down low sex, and they're 11 months old. And so 20 months later, she figures out that her two nigglets don't look alike. So she goes with her welfare check money to pay some doctor, or maybe it was provided on her free health insurance there, to find out whether her two nigglets were fathered by the same buck. And here you go. I mean, so Further proof that niggers are animals is that they give birth to litters. Here's our proof.
There you go. Science, folks, right there.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
You can't argue. It's a real story. It was posted in the some UK paper in the UK, because Lord knows an American paper wouldn't post it.
Maybe gotta admit, yeah, you gotta admit, the foreign media is usually ahead of posting good, worthwhile stories. American media is so watered down, it's very worthless. But let me go ahead and bring a caller on the line here who's been waiting for a bit, and then we'll continue with our news. So caller ending in 8505, we're about to have you on the air, so I hope you're ready. And, well, caller, we should have you on the line now. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Niggs Are Scum.
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I figured I'd call you up tonight. First time I ever got you live. You know, I've listened to all the recorded ones.
All right, Niggs Are Scum. Well, thank you for being a committed fan, and thank you for calling in tonight. Anything you got to share with us tonight?
Well, you were talking about colleges, and I just had a laugh because I live, like, right down the road from a local community college, you know, and being in upstate New York, you know, New York State is sort of like this, it metastasizes out of New York City, and it just, like, pumps its way up the Hudson, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, the state just circulates them all around, you know, and so they just, like, you get all these, like, New York City and Newburgh types up here, you know, these Boones.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I went to college, and there were some good programs there. Like, some of the programs are really good, and, you know, you might see, like, one. And then you go, like, to some, you know, basket weaving or remedial reading, and it's like, you know, freaking Cooley High or something, you know?
Well, my sister went to Syracuse University, and I went up there to visit her one time, and the campus was beautiful, great college. She went there for engineering. Now, when I went to visit her there, we went outside the campus to Syracuse, the town, and there were a hell of a lot of niggers around there. It was scary.
Yeah, all those upstate cities. I mean, it's been ruined, but, you know, it was bad enough in the cities, but, you know, now it's even like the small towns, you know, like you go around all these, like, small little villages, these old factory towns, and you think, like, you know, what the hell? I mean, and who would be moving here? But, you know, the state ships all these drug addicts or welfare mothers. They say, oh, it's cheaper to, you know, they sort of look at upstate as sort of a cheap warehouse, you know, like it's cheaper than keeping them alive in the city. So, you know, you just give them vouchers and they go to some random county and they start crapping out the local villages and swamping the counties with all the social services, you know, because the counties administer to Medicaid and the welfare and all that crap. So they sort of basically just go on as like sort of a, you know, a nigger low-budget tour of the state, you know, go county to county, you know, whatever county will take their welfare vouchers. So, you know, like these small towns, you know, it's like, you know, you just, like, wouldn't expect it, you know. You can understand a city, but, you know, maybe it's just my mentality. I mean, I spent 2 days up in the Adirondacks, and it was great, you know.
I'm sure.
Except for the Chinese people running the local restaurant, it was just all white. It was, you know,
awesome.
Ghetto. The only thing that was ghetto was a couple local high school kids, you know, with their version of some hip-hop outfit, which is a joke, you know.
Listen, Niggs Are Scum, let me ask you, how's your knowledge of, say, nigger trivia?
So-so.
So-so. And this is entirely up to you. Do you want to be our participant tonight for nigger trivia?
I'll give it a shot.
You'll give it a shot? Okay. Good deal. Well, looks like we're going to go ahead, folks, and play some nigger trivia here tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. So this is the way it works. We're going to have 5 questions related to nigger, you know, just general TNB nigger knowledge. The 5 questions, if you answer 4 out of the 5 correctly, at least, you will be our nigger trivia champion for this episode of Champ Out Radio. Our last champion was Lady Coon Thrasher, now known as Celtic Dragon. And hopefully, Niggs Are Scum, you will be our champion tonight. So if you're ready, we'll go to the first question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Well, here we go. It's a multiple choice. So this is our first question. Which disease did not originate in Africa? A, AIDS. B, Marburg virus. C, SARS. D, Ebola virus. If you need me to repeat these, let me know.
I would say SARS. I think that originated in Hong Kong or China, didn't it?
Okay. Well, that is correct. That is correct. Cool. That the correct answer is SARS.
There you go.
That originated in Asia. Everything else did originate in that wonderful place known as Africa. So let's go to our second question.
Those are made exports, you know.
Yeah, it's sad, but true. Second question. Which nigger rapper or crapper has been arrested for impersonating an FBI agent? And actually, before I read the options for this question, the alternatives, I will let you know you will have one lifeline, if you will, a hint that I can give you that you can use for any of the following four questions. Of course, you gotta be careful what you use it on. You probably don't want to use it right away, but if you're ever in a real jam, you can use that lifeline that I will give you. However, let's go ahead and give you the options for the second question. Which nigger rapper has been arrested for impersonating an FBI agent? A, Flavor Flav. B, DMX. C, Tupac Shakur. Or D, Jay-Z. And you have 5 seconds left, Mixer Scum. If you need to repeat the options, I can do so one more time, and then you'll be... will I have to ask you for an answer? Do you have an answer? I think so. You're still there, Mixer Scum? I don't know. I think we might have lost him. Wow. I didn't think the question was that tough. Mixer Scum, we'll give you a few more seconds here, or else you're going to have to drop you. Okay. I think we lost him, so...
I guess he dropped off the line.
Yeah,
I think I can answer that. I think it was DMX.
Yeah, that is correct.
He's very good at committing crime, more so than many niggers, so...
Yeah. Well, Mixer Scum, I hate to say...
Sorry if we lost you. I guess... might have gotten disconnected or something.
Yeah, but... I have a bad connection. Might have lost the connection. That really sucks, because you were doing well so far, but I guess we're going to have someone else play Nigger Trivia. Let's see if maybe our next caller might have a better connection. Caller, welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Oh, no. It's Lady Kuntrasher again.
Ah. Well, see... I would have you play Nigger Trivia, but you've already played, so.
I'd go for it again. I don't mind.
Oh, well, hey, to be fair, I got to give someone else a chance. And you know what? I think Mixer Scum is trying to call in again. So, hate to be rude, but I'm going to try to bring him on again, if you don't mind, and see if we can finish.
I don't mind that shit, man. I'm, bored as fuck right now.
That's okay. Hey, we'll call us back in about 15 minutes. We'll have you on again. I promise.
All right, I'll give you a call back in about 15 minutes.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But ain't nobody in chat? Last two shows, there was a full chat room while we were talking, but we advertised, so...
Yeah, well, this show wasn't showed up sort of short notice, so that's my fault. I mean, really, I got to take responsibility for this, but let's see if we can get Nick's or Scum back on the air. Are you there, Nick's?
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
Okay, looks like we lost you there. So,
yeah, I have an internet phone, and I think sometimes it gets overloaded or, you know.
All right.
It's one of those things.
Well, that's cool. We're going to go ahead and ignore the second question because Berman answered
it. I already answered it, yeah.
So we're going
to
go.
I said DMX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we won't count that one. That's okay. We have plenty more. So this will be your new question number two. Which of these... It's a nigger delicacy. A, pig's feet. B, codfish, or C, T-bone steak? Should be an easy one.
I'd say codfish.
Huh?
Is that your final answer? Let me read these back to you. A, pig's feet. B, codfish. C, T-bone steak.
Which is not a delicacy, right? You said not?
No, which is a nigger delicacy.
Oh, which is? Okay, pig's feet.
Okay, yeah. I fear you had misunderstood some the question there. That is correct. Pig's feet is a nigger delicacy. So we got two right so far out of five. So good. We're in a roll here. Let's go to number three. Which African country seceded from Ethiopia? Which African country gained its independence from Ethiopia?
If you want to call it that.
Yeah. We're kind of paraphrasing here. Was it A, Somalia, B, Kenya, C, Yemen, or D, Eritrea? Keep in mind, you still
Eritrea
is correct, and I am impressed with your quick answer. Yeah. That's absolutely correct. So far, we are 3 for 5.
It's sort of like, a turd breaking in two. I mean, it's like...
Pretty much. Yeah, it's like we take... Yeah, we're taking a crap and sort of have the turd falls off your ass first, and then the other half falls after. It's very much the same, and it smells about the same. So we go...
Sure.
We go to number four. If you get this right, you're already our Nigger Trivia Champion for tonight, but let's try to go 5 for 5. But here's number four.
Okay.
Which is a common excuse offered by nigger criminals? And if you're a regular chimp out, this will be real easy. A, it wasn't me. B, I didn't do nothings. Or C, devil made me do it.
I'd say it was B, didn't do nothing.
And that is, of course, correct. I didn't do nothing.
Yo, I didn't do nothing, man. I'll be aspiring rapper and shit.
I didn't do nothing. I said, good boy. I'm an aspiring rapper.
I go to church every Sunday.
My son didn't do that. He's studying to be an astronaut.
All right. Well, here's our last question. Number five.
All right.
See if you can go 5 for 5. Which African country used to be known as Northern Rhodesia? Which country used to be known as Northern Rhodesia? A, Zimbabwe. B, Zambia. C, Nigeria. Or D, South Africa. And I encourage you to think about this for a couple of seconds before you answer. If you need a repeat or your lifeline, let me know. Otherwise, let's hear your answer.
I believe it is Zambia.
And that is absolutely correct.
Nice.
And you, sir, our Nigger Trivia Champion for tonight.
Hey, man, I finally won.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 questions, right? And, you can live with the honor of being our Nigger Trivia Champion for Chimp Out Radio number 14. I salute your knowledge of typical nigger behavior.
Believe me, these days I don't deal with it very much, but it's all around. If I want to find it, it's there, but I just choose to, avoid it, you know what I mean? It's like a pothole in the road, you know, if you want to drive into it, it's your